Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Betty. What happened, Tiffany?
I don't know. I'm just actually really tired. I didn't really sleep well last night.
How did that happen?
I'm not so sure. I was just up all night thinking about work. I feel like maybe I'm a little bit stressed.
I don't know. It sounds like you are stressed.
Yeah, I mean, I really wanted to take a day off from work, but there's just so many things to do.
Probably if, like, there is a kind of leave, probably, like, when we feel stressed and our office, our work, or our school gives us a day off, don't you think it's going to be a good idea?
I would love that, actually. I think I totally need this. Maybe I need to, I don't know, write a letter to someone or write a letter to my company or boss, something like that. I guess that could work. And actually, you know, I just checked out this article and what a perfect day to discuss this because our topic for today is actually taking a psychological leave.
Oh, that sounds nice.
I know. So it's like perfect for us. So shall we take a look?
Yeah.
Okay. Before we begin, let's take a look at our prompt for today.
好的，那我们要开始写作之前，我们先来看一下题目哦。他说呢，在台湾为了支持学生的心理健康啊，高中呢已正式推行身心调适假，那有的时候我们会称为它是心理假哦。那这个假呢，它允许学生因为你心理轻微的不适呢来请假。那你只需要家长或照顾者的同意，你不需要医疗证明，不需要说真的我要去找医生这样，那你就可以开始申请了。那这个呢，就希望帮助同学说可以调整心情，还有管理压力哦。那我们呢，就想要请同学写一篇文章，说明你对此议题的看法，文长至少120个单词。那同学，当然如果你想要在大考里面拿高分，你的字数你要稍微拉高一点点哦。那文章呢要两段齁，你要分段。那第一段呢，请你描述你生活中遭遇压力的情境，以及你自己如何排解。所以它有两件事哦，就是你遭遇什么样的压力，跟你如何排解，两个都要回答到哦，在同一段里面。然后第二段呢，请你谈谈你认为心理假对学生是否有帮助，这样的制度可能会带来好处，或者是会带来风险。所以同学记得，前一段感觉呢，你是在论述自己的想法哦，分享自己的经验。后面呢，你是对这个议题提出你的看法，所以两种风格有点不一样哦。那同学在写的时候要务必要小心。
Okay, so yeah, that's actually great. I really wish we had this when we were students, because now, students are able to take a psychological leave, or they're thinking about, like, people are making changes, thinking about making changes for a psychological leave to focus on their mental health and well-being.Now, again, back to the prompt, we kind of need to write an article regarding our thoughts about this, and it has to be at least 120 words with two paragraphs. Of course, you can write a little bit more, to show people, like, the people that, oh, I can write really well.
Yeah.
So in the first paragraph, we talk about maybe the stress, the kind of stress you have in your daily life and how you deal with it. And then in the second paragraph, we talk about if we believe psychological leave would be helpful and what kind of pros or cons it might be.
好，那我建议同学，如果呢你自己在学校写作文的时候，你应该自己都知道说自己写几个字，对不对？就是在这个既定的时间内你的写作能力如何，那你可以回推哦，就比如说我要写150个字，我要写100个字，那多少字，通常呢100个字大概会是6句话，那同学可以看哦，如果你是200个字，那就是整篇文章要写12句话，那我会建议呢同学用这个方式然后去做 planning， 因为等一下我们会带大家做计划，那我觉得有 plan再写其实会比你直接写还要再清楚很多。
Yeah, exactly. Whenever you write, I always, you know, follow the writing steps. So yeah, when you write, you definitely need to have an introduction, body, and conclusion. Yeah, most of the time when I teach writing, I also like to tell my students to have one paragraph for introduction, one for body, and one for the conclusion. But obviously here we don't have the time for that, and we don't really have the...planning to do so. So sometimes if you write one or two sentences as your introduction and as your conclusion, that's also fine as well.
对，因为一般的作文来说，其实我们这个大考的作文算是以英外国人他们正在写作来讲，这个作文算是很短很短的，120个字可能就算一个小小的心得发表而已。那所以说呢，我们就是不需要那么长的开头啊跟结尾，那它不需要独立分段，同学只要依照他的 prompt 就是他这个写作提示给你的方式去分段去写作就可以，只是呢你还是要有很明确的，比如说你的开头你今天讲的是什么主题，中间哦很重要的你的这个 body 就是你的最主文的这个部分哦，你到底要写什么，然后最后呢简短的这个 conclusion 一下其实就可以了。
Mm-hmm. Now before you begin to write, you can kind of brainstorm and think about some ideas and how you want to organize your piece of writing. So yeah, Betty and I can do this together with you. Yeah, so what are some stressful situations for you?
I think we can both agree, that it should be work, right? Most of the time it's work, right? Especially when, I don't know if it's true for you, like when I first started working as a teacher, it was a lot of prepping time required for each class that I had at the time. And now it's fine, but in the past I got really stressed out over like having so many classes tomorrow and having so many things to do today. Now it's better. It's better.
Same with me. I feel like, again, you know, as an adult, work can be really stressful, especially if you have deadlines or you have a project coming up or maybe like your boss is constantly reminding you something about it. Even like sometimes teaching can be very stressful, like arranging schedules and like thinking about, oh, how do I help my students or how can I, you know, prepare for my classes and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes it's just like, I think being a teacher, the pressure mostly comes from us compared with other types of jobs.
True.
But it still can be very stressful if you are like pushing yourself too hard.
Yeah. And if you have to teach a class, that's also that's also very stressful as well. And especially if you have a lot of naughty students.
Or a lot of requirements from parents.
Oh, true.
Like it's going to be all English. It's going to be grammar. It's going to be reading
through.
You have
to get like a good score or something like that.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
It is. So yes, please students also like, you know, be sympathetic and like just listen and try to do your best too. We're also trying our very, very hardest to help you guys. Or do you have any other stressful situations or how do you deal with it?
I think, for me, life can sometimes be stressful when I need to kind of when I'm planning, the next step with my partner, it could be stressful because we see things a little bit differently.
Yes.
And you have a lot of different plans about work, about when you want to get married, when you want to have children.
Mm.
Yeah. We have different timelines, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could be stressful.
Definitely. I think life in general is quite stressful. Like, maybe as students, you don't have to think about it too much now, but I definitely feel like now that, you know, we've become adults, it's quite, life is pretty stressful, like, and I think it's really important now to focus on your mental health and maybe like times are different as well. Like when I remember when we were younger, we kind of also always had to just suck it in and deal with it no matter how tired or stressed we are. But, now I think it's totally okay to tell people to be like, okay, you know, let me take a moment to relax and de-stress and, just take it easy. Yeah. And so, I think now, how I manage stress is if I usually spend a whole day at home and I just do nothing and I'm just a couch potato, that will usually relax me, help me relax. I usually can, you know, order food or watch all the shows or movies that I want to watch. And it just, you know, it's a really good feeling when no one bothers you and you're just doing your own thing.
That's true.
Yeah. But of course, you know, going on vacation to a tropical island will make me even more relaxed and
especially
happier than ever.
When you are close to those islands, right?
Yeah.
And Taiwan is very convenient to travel to those islands.
Yeah. Or even going to somewhere pretty in Southeast Asia, like, like Okinawa or, I'm just imagining all these pretty beaches right now. I think that helps me kind of deal with stressful situations.
Yeah. So, what we're talking about is what we're doing here is we're trying to help our students paint a picture of what stresses them out, list out all the possibilities, and at the same time, how do they find ways to kind of deal with the stress? So, because these are things you need to put in your first paragraph, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So here, we can actually take a look at a student's example. And this student has a really, really relatable, like, you know, stress experience. It's probably more similar to you guys because, you know, adults and students have different types of stress. but I like this student's example and how the student used a chart to organize their ideas.
Right.
So it's very easy and clear to see. So this student said on the left side, she said, my stressful experience. And first they mentioned final exams.
Yes, it could be.
It's bringing back bad memories for me. I also was very, you know, I stressed out a lot during finals exams as well. And then they mentioned on the right side how I dealt with it. The person said breathing exercises. So,
okay,
yeah, maybe when you're really stressed, you can take deep breaths and kind of be like,
really think things through.
Yeah, like, relax a little bit. Another stressful experience for the student was club activities.
Could be, especially for students.
Yeah, like maybe they have to do a lot of extracurricular stuff and maybe
they
actually
don't want like
to do
those.
It. Yeah, they like it,
but at the same time, they're handling a lot of different things.
Yeah, there's a lot of things to do in school, I think. In here, the student said, okay, I'm going to talk to a friend about how I deal with the stress.
Mm-hmm.
And then another stressful experience was the lack of sleep and appetite.
Yes.
Okay. When you're stressed, you definitely
But that
have
sounds
a
little bit serious.
Yeah.
A little bit.
It means like you're really, really stressed.
Mm-hmm.
And so the student said that they made a study schedule to help them deal with, you know, maybe not doing all-nighters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely not good to study all night because you do need to rest. You do need to sleep and stuff, which is,
没错,
yeah, very important.
对, 那同学我们来看这个地方, 同学可以想一下, 因为刚才呢, Tiffany 老师是说, 左右两边对照, 对不对? 就是有, 诶, 左边的话呢, 诶, 可能期末考啊, 让你压力很大, 所以呢, 诶, 可能有时候你就会呼吸一下, 哦, 告诉自己考试的时候, 不要这么紧张, 那你可以想一下, 你要是左右, 左右就是先写左边的第一点, final exam, 然后跳到右边第一点, breathing exercise, 这样子左右对照写, 还是你要这样子, 先把左边的写完, 啊, 讲什么东西让你很 stressed out, final exams, club activities, lack of sleep and appetite, 然后再写右边,都可以, 它有时候是一个策略, 对, 所以你要看一下, 你要左右跳, 还是, 左边写完, 再写右边, 哪一个可以帮助你最节省时间, 然后让你用最流畅的语言写出来,
alright, and then the second paragraph also have some ideas here, right?
Exactly, so I like the way they organized it, they said, my opinion, and overall, the student feels like, yeah, it's a good idea to have a psychological leave, and then the great thing is they also listed out the reasons, like, in the risks as well. So they listed the pros and cons of it. So one reason is, like, you can rest and calm down. But then one risk that the student mentioned was the risk of misuse. People might take a lot of psychological leave all the time. And then now nobody can take psychological leave, right?
对,他可能就禁止, 因为大家都来请心理假,那不让大家请了。好,那这里的话呢,同学要注意一下。 就是就像老师刚才讲过的哦, 你120个字, 还是你可以写到200个字, 你可以注意一下你选材,你的范围大小, 就是你不要把它拉得太大或太小, 才不会,你的内容才不会过长或过短, 所以同学你在做这个 brainstorming, 脑力激荡的这个过程当中呢, 诶, 你不要让东西太大或太小, 我觉得这个是很重要, 不然会有点写不完或写不到字数, 会有这个风险。
Yeah, I think these points, like making 2 to 3 points is like perfect. So, yeah, now that we have our ideas down, we can start to make an outline. And of course, when we write, we want to make sure we have a topic sentence and supporting details. I also stress this a lot when I teach writing, because if you don't give us a main idea or details, then as readers, we'll be so confused and we don't know like what you're talking about and the reader will be so lost. So it's good to have really clear ideas.
I think the difference is in Chinese, like Mandarin speaking students, usually in Chinese and Mandarin, we don't need to explain things to people, right? But in English, it's like, okay, you give me an idea, you need to support it, or it's not valid.
Yes.
So it's very different. So especially if they struggle with topic sentence.
Yeah. So I understand like it's really difficult for students here to think, what's my reason? And it's so hard for them to think of something, but just try your best. Like it doesn't have to be something too difficult. As we saw in the brainstorming part, it's very simple things to think of. So just try your best to think of why or think of like something to explain more about. Okay, but we can move on and check out our outline and you can see a better idea of how we do this. So here, the first sentence or the first part, the student said, last semester, comma, I faced a lot of stress when we had our final exams. That's basically our topic sentence. And here, the student listed out a few things. She said, A, there were many subjects to study. B, I needed to finish my club activities. C, I couldn't sleep well and lost my appetite. D, I did some, simple breathing exercises. E, I talked to my best friend. F, I made a study schedule to organize my time. So, as we can see, our poor student here is really, really stressed.
Yeah.
The student listed out all of the supporting details about why they were stressed and how they tried to overcome it.
没错，那这里呢，这个同学他就列出了很多的这个想法嘛，对不对？像第一句他就说，他的主题句是说，哎，去年的那个，上一个学期哦，不是去年了，上一个学期呢，我有很多的压力哦，当我们在考这个期末考的时候，那接下来呢，就是把细节写下来咯，比如说呢，有很多的科目要学。 然后呢又有这种社团活动要参加，那结果呢就是他不能睡，睡得不好，然后呢胃口也不好。那同学注意哦，他呢只把 charts 的左边表格的左边呢先一起写完，那写完之后呢再讲说他怎么样去处理这种压力的、哦、比如说呢他就开始呼吸啦，他就跟他的朋友聊聊天啦，那呢他就做了一个比较好的这个时间安排哦，做了一个学习的计划表这样子。 OK， 所以同学你要注意一下等一下呢他怎么把内容串起来的。
So far I like the flow of the writing because、mm-hmm. We can at first see that they talked about their main causes of their stress、mm-hmm. and then they talked about the solution to the problem. So as of when we are talking about flow and direction, I think this paragraph is really well organized and for readers、right. it's really easy to understand.
Yeah, and now that we have all the ideas ready, I think it's also important noting that、we need to have proper transitions、and between sentences.
那接下来同学可能要注意这个范文的地方，就是它的转折的地方。很多时候同学的问题是我有很多想法，可是它串不起来，或是他串起来的时候长得怪怪的、跟别人长得不太一样这样子、哦、那我们可以来看一下这个范本里面的有一些地方，比如说呢他说 Sometimes I couldn't sleep well， 有的时候睡不着 and even lost my appetite， 所以呢他用 sometimes 去接前面的、哦、就是有的时候呢这情况很严重的时候我就会发现我的胃口不好。那接下来呢你要从这个问题点转到解决方案的时候，他怎么转呢？ To deal with this， 他用 this 这个代名词，其实很巧妙的把前面的全部的东西呢都把它含刮进去啊，为了要处理，为了要去应付这样子的问题，那他用 to deal with this， 他把它拉到前面，他其实也可以 to deal with this 可以放在句子的后面嘛，对不对？他把它拉到前面，为了什么？为了跟前面的句子做更好的连接，就代表说我现在要转了，我现在要转到解决方案的地方咯。那解决方案呢有很多个嘛，对不对？那我们可以看到哦，他的这个 I also made a steady schedule to organize my time better. Also 就代表说我有很多个解决方案，我是并列啊、哦，这个是最后一个这样子，所以同学可以观察一下他怎么做转折的。
Yes, I think transitions are also super important in writing,、mm-hmm. and later we can talk more about this later. But、oh, I feel so bad because this actually also reminds me back then when I was in high school. I remember it was my senior year and we were so busy working on our thesis and we had a lot of projects to finish. I actually got so stressed that I suffered from hair loss. I actually had one little bald spot.On the back of my head.
I also suffered the same problem.
Yeah. Luckily for me, it grew back, but you see what stress can do to you if you don't handle it well. So yeah, poor students.
I guess a lot of people are going through this at the moment, probably.
Yeah.
Why were you so stressed back then? Because you yourself are competitive or?
I just think there's just so many things to do. And then, I'm slightly like, you know, I want things to be done.Perfectly. I want things to be done well because our grades also depended on it. And then I think a lot of people also looked to me for help. And then I didn't say no. So I was super stressed helping other people while I was working on my own stuff. And yeah, I lost my hair.
But do you think it was worth? I also lost a lot of my hair back then. And I actually...don't know if they has grown back.
Yeah, and it grows back, I think. Your hair looks great.
thank God. Yeah, but do you feel that it was worth it? If you now were given a chance to go back in time, would you have done something differently?
I would probably say no to helping people a lot because I think, yeah, it also comes back to maybe our mentality back then. Like, we always kind of had to, like, hold in our stress and nobody taught us the importance of, you know, just taking care of yourself mentally. But nowadays, people stress on that a lot. And at that time, I don't think we really realized that, oh, it's actually really bad for you to hold that much stress in. So, yeah, if I go back in time, I probably would set more boundaries for myself.
So actually, I think a psychological leave would help in that it gives us more time for us to really think about what matters in life or just, you know, take some time.
Take a quick break.
Yeah, from your busy life.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Or from school. School can be really busy too. So not taking that away from students. It's really busy. Even seeing my own students, I'm like, wow.
a lot of homework. Learning. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff to remember.Okay, so that's like the first part of the paragraph. We can also work now on the second part. And we can first start with this topic sentence. It says, because I have experienced stress myself, I think psychological leave is a good idea. I totally agree with this. And here, the student lists out A day off gives students space to rest and calm down. B, some students might abuse the system to skip class. And then C, school should pay attention. Just remember ABCD here is not multiple choice. It's just the student is using this to, as a way to list the different things. You can also use bullet points or whatever that helps. 1, 2, 3. Yeah. So whatever helps you list things out or organize things.
没错，那其实我们这边要想就是啊，同学要注意，就是因为你会发现我们这个同学啊，这个小朋友呢，这个朋友他在写这一段的时候写的其实比较短一点点，所以你就要想一下说，好，我两段的落差不能太大嘛，不能说一段超级长，好像在讲自己的自传这样，另一段就超级短嘛，他必须要是平均分配的，所以同学在想的时候也要把这个呢记在心里，你不用两段就是很工整完全一样长，但是它不能差太多，所以我觉得这一段要注意就是你怎么样让你的内文更丰富，像同学就讲到说呢，欸，其实这个可以让大家有一些空间可以去，欸，好好的休息啊，好好的就是冷静一下。那你看哦，他不只讲了优点，他还讲缺点，这样你的内容就会比较丰富一点，他才比较能够写完，嗯，写得完整这样子。所以这个是我觉得同学要注意的地方。
Mm-hmm. And again, I think the organization in this part is really good because, first the student, gave off, you know, gave some goods to this, like some pros to the psychological leap.And then they talked about, the cons. And then lastly, they gave a good conclusion and they made their stance very clear on the issue. And yeah, I think it's a good,
good it's very solid. Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very solid. Okay. So, yeah, I think our outline is done and ready. And once you have a good outline down, then, you know, it's so much easier for you to write. It's basically like a plan for you and you can just look back on your outline and write out what you want in a nice academic, scholarly way.Adding transitions in and making it, you know, piecing it together. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. Topic-based writing. Base example. Last semester,I faced a lot of stress when we had our final exams. There were many subjects to study, and I also needed to finish my club activities. Sometimes, I couldn't sleep well, and I even lost my appetite. To deal with this, I started doing simple breathing exercises every morning and talked to my best friend about my worries. I also made a study schedule to organize my time better.These methods help me feel more relaxed and stay focused on my studies. Because I have experienced stress myself, I think psychological leave is a good idea. When things at school become too stressful, a day off gives students space to rest and calm down. However, some students might abuse the system to skip class, so school should pay attention. Overall,I believe this policy shows that mental health is important and gives real help to those who need it. Advanced sample. During my second year of senior high school, pressure from exams and social comparison took a toll on my mental health. My classmates constantly compared grades and study hours, and I was ashamed that I couldn't keep up.Even casual conversations focused on cram schools and mock tests, which made me doubt my self-worth and withdraw from others. Rather than forcing myself to compete, I made small changes. I practiced mindfulness, an exercise to relieve stress. I also kept a gratitude journal to remind myself of my progress and achievements. This experience taught me that coping strategies aren't one-size-fits-all.While meditation and exercise worked for me, others may need more support or time away from pressure. That's why I see psychological leave as a meaningful reform, even if it isn't a cure-all. Some students may misuse it, and those whose stress stems from unsupportive families might hesitate to apply, since parental consent is required. Another barrier is that some students consider it embarrassing to take psychological leave,seeing it as a sign of weakness. These challenges show that schools must go beyond simply granting time off. Psychological leave should serve as a springboard for honest conversations and for building trust in mental health support. When help is easy to access and students feel safe asking for it, no one needs to struggle alone. Only then can this policy truly make a difference. All right, so here are some words and grammar tips that you can use that are perfect for this topic. So, for example, a word that comes up a lot now is mindfulness.
Important word.
A very important word. Okay, mindfulness is something that people stress so much about right now, and it just means to concentrate on the present moment and maybe some of the thoughts and feelings that come to you as well. So just, you know, understanding that and accepting that it's okay to feel angry, it's okay to be sad, confused, and there's nothing wrong with that. And it kind of also just helps you relax and kind of, you know, helps your emotions a little bit better.
没错，那这个其实很重要，因为这个在21世纪其实很常在书里面被提到。那中文的翻译是叫正念哦。那正念呢，有时候同学想说，诶，正念就是我要有正面的这个思考哦，念想。诶，其实不是哦。它这个中文翻的呢，其实我觉得跟它的意思有点不太一样哦。这个 mindfulness 它其实就是说把握当下。好，那个正念就是说你集中在当下。比如说很多时候他们就会跟你说，诶，你就开始练习呼吸，然后让你呢的思想是不要担心昨天，然后担心明天，这样就是去集中在这个当下，好好的把当下这个时间点过好，这样子。那你可以说呢，诶，我去做正念，执行正念的这样子的一个方式， practice mindfulness， 就代表你用这个方式去，比如说 help you relax， or yeah， to help you like get your life back on track.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Now, how can you also practice mindfulness? You can also try this meditation or to meditate.
冥想啊，对，冥想。
So some therapists and wellness experts actually believe in doing this can actually help you de-stress or calm your nerves. So when you meditate, it just means you think really, really deeply about something. And I guess this comes, or this is borrowed from Buddhism. Like a lot of monks might sit in temples, they might close their eyes and they think about something. And I believe Buddha meditated until he reached the state of nirvana and the state of, you know, feeling very happy and stuff.
对，那这个冥想呢，老师有说可能是从诶，可能佛教的这个概念来到，就是坐着然后开始去做比较深度的思考啊，然后最终呢就到了一个最终极的涅槃啊这个境界，这样子冥想 meditation.
Mm-hmm. And you can also use this idiom, take a toll on something. Okay, I like this idiom. To take a toll on something means to have a serious or bad effect on someone or something. So, for example, Ethan doesn't like to exercise, eats lots of junk food, and doesn't drink enough water, and it's all taking a toll on his health. Okay, so yeah, using it in the context or according to the topic of what we're talking about, we can say, during my second year of senior high school, pressure from exams and social comparison took a toll on my mental health.
对，那这个 take a toll on somebody or something 就是说造成损失啊，恶果啊，产生不良的影响，这个也是比较高级的一个片语，所以同学要稍微记得一下那个 toll 的怎么拼，然后还有它后面要加介系词 on。 那再给同学一个句子哦， The long drought is taking a heavy toll on local farmers' crops. 长时间的干旱呢，正在对当地农民的农作物造成严重的损害。那你也可以加一个 heavy 强调一下。
And as we mentioned earlier, the use of transition words in writing is very important. Because when you write sentences, you don't want it to be really awkward. You don't want to switch from one sentence to the next and people are like, huh? Like, where did that come from? So using transition words is important. You can also try using rather than, or instead of as transitional words. So for example, we can say rather than or instead of finishing his homework the night before, Ryan played games and went to bed.
好，那这个 rather than 的意思就是说而不是，跟 instead of 是一样的，它后面可以加动词 ing， 那同学要注意一下它是而不是，所以呢你后面加的那个动作是你不做的，比如说呢 rather than forcing myself to compete I made small changes， 那这个的话就是呢我不做的是什么呢，我没有强迫我自己去跟人家比较，而是怎么样呢，我做了一些改变调整这样子。那 instead of 给同学一句哦，所以到底什么做什么不做，同学想想看， instead of the usual restaurantMary and Joe tried a new one in the neighborhood. 所以呢，他们有没有去原本的那一间呢？当然没有啊，因为他是在 instead of 后面嘛，对不对？玛丽跟乔呢，他不是去平常的那一间餐厅，而是呢去了村子里，不是村子里，然后社区里开的一间新的餐厅哦。
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yes, these are some tips for you guys to use in your writing for this topic. And hopefully, our tips and, you know, brainstorming with you guys, writing down the outline really helped you guys out. And good luck. I hope you, I'm excited to read what you wrote.
Actually, yeah, me too.
Yeah. All right. So that's all the time that we have for today. So we'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.